listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Well, the votes are in, you guys. We had Land of a Thousand Dances in Winnipeg last Saturday, and the verdict is Winnipeg does not want a 60s dance party. Very few people came, and this experiment cost hundreds of dollars out of my pocket that I'm not gonna take that chance again. Everybody that did come, I want to thank you so much for coming. I know we all had a great time. It's heartbreaking, and it's just not viable. So, here I am, a mod with expensive taste in music, very much all alone, an other, trapped in a small town that pretends to be a city, that shows up for the tens of thousands for the Jets, but won't show up to have a great time to great music. That's fine. Hands washed, money spent, water under the bridge, and now my outlet is this show. So let's turn on the faucet and let the music run out.
Somebody told me, yeah. Around, yeah. I'm gonna put a watch on you, baby. 24 hours of a day. Gonna pay close attention to everything you do or say. But if I catch you being untrue, I swear you're gonna pay. Swear you're gonna pay. Swear you're gonna pay some due. Well, I'm gonna watch.
His other eye called. sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, I'm sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming. Oh, oh, baby, hurry, don't make me worry. That I love you, oh, how I love you, oh, oh. I'm sitting in la la waiting for my ya-ya. I'm sitting in la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming, oh.
Last summer, I had a show where I played a whole bunch of records that I wanted, that were on my want list, and I really felt like I'd never get them, so I just played them all for you. And that first record, Ruby Lee, I'm Gonna Put a Watch on You on Pop Tone, was in and amongst those records, and I finally got a copy, and it is beautiful, nice and shiny. After that, a couple of classics, Stay, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs on Herald, and Ya-Ya. That's an early Lee Dorsey number, and that's on the Fury label. I'm feeling better already, but you know, it wouldn't hurt if you just took me in your arms and rocked me for a little while.
Yeah!
Kim Weston, Take Me In Your Arms, Rock Me A Little While, that's on the Gordy label, the original from 1965, a soul-stomping classic. It's also a production of Collaboration Made in Heaven, the great Kim Weston, of course, the equally as great Andantes, and the seriously, absolutely legendary Holland Dozier Holland. I feel like once you've heard this, you understand Motown. Followed it up with Jerry Granger, C'est Si Bon, on the Double L label. Been covered many times, but that is my favorite version of it. Gloria Jones finished everything off there. Finders Keepers, that's on the Uptown label. And now, like, who are these guys who are covering R.E.M.?
Thank you. Yeah. when you think Shirley Temple Black is an integrated synagogue.
More than once, I've played Superman by The Clique out at a night and had somebody come up to me and say, "Who's that band that covered the REM song?" But guys, get your timelines right here, because REM came around about 20 years after The Clique. That's on the White Whale label. And thanks to REM, it's well known, and it was a flip side to Sugar on Sunday, so could have easily been lost. I followed that up with my favorite group of Jews, Bob Feldman, Jerry Goldstein, Richard Goderer, also known as Miles Giles and Niles Strange, the Strangeloves. That was Shaky Jakes, and though they did go under the Strangeloves, they also called themselves Basset Hand, Strange, and, in this case, the Strange Brothers Show. That's on the Sire label. And then Swedish Mod, No No No, Ola and the Janglers on the very cool Gazelle label. Not only does it have a really cool label, but the vinyl is very green. So it's really something to look at when it's spinning. I finished everything off there with Arthur Lee, pre-Love, the band Love, that was Arthur Lee. This time around, the band's called The American Four. The track's called Lucy Baines, and that's on the Selma label. Now, another record that I have been waiting for a very long time, and it is my pleasure to share it with you.
Yeah.
You are tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
That bass line just makes you feel like the train is rolling. That is Traveling Man, Joe Simon on Soundstage 7. Before that, P.P. Arnold, formerly of the iCat, stayed in the UK, signed to the Immediate label. And that is the flip side of First Cut is the Deepest, one of her big hits, great track called Speak to Me. And I started everything off with the Holy Grail for me, Ambertone's Clap Your Hands. And that's on the Newman label. Now, some very sweet Northern Soul.
For you, I What do you get when you cross a South American company with a record album?
I can't imagine.
33 and a third revolutions per minute.
What?
33 and a third revolutions per minute. Oh. 33 and a third.
Doesn't get any more real than that. That is the real deal. Northern Soul at its best. Starting off with two unsung Northern Soul bands. The Tempests at the top, I Cried For You. That and its flip side, Someday, are both LP-only tracks that were released on Stardust. And as far as I know, the only way you can get those outside of buying a $400 Tempests record is on the Stardust label. Would You Believe is the name of the LP. And then The Hesitations, You Can't Bypass This Love. That's on the Cap label. And finally, The Real Thing, Tina Britt on Eastern, arranged by JJ Jackson and Jimmy Oliver. Absolutely astounding music. This is CJUM 101.5 on your FM dial, and you are listening to On Target.
Nobody wants to know me now. I'm down in the gutter, and they think I'm about to fall on my face. Faces lit with pleasure, with smiles. So well, I won't do. Well, I've been down, but I'll be up again. Everyone makes a mistake. Showing up now, everyone makes a mistake. Look and let me tell you straight, make sure it's no mistake. For I've been down, but I'll be up again. So today is looking cold, but tomorrow could be better. Never tell what's been known, will be. Everyone makes a mistake. Alright now, everyone makes a mistake. In the end, it's all the same. A pretty girl comes by, yes, then together in bed. Is it right, or will it turn out wrong? She says she loves you, then in the mouth of soul it's trouble. I've been down, but I'll be up again. Everyone makes a mistake. Showing up now, everyone.
mistakes, a mistake. I made a few in my time, a lot of mistakes. I gotta tell everybody not to make the same mistake as I did. Oh!
No, as a matter of fact, I'm free tonight.
You know what? Well, that's too bad because I was going to invite you to dinner.
Oh.
Chris Farlow, Everyone Makes a Mistake on Immediate. That's the flip side to Handbags and Glad Rags. Some say the best version of that song. I'll let you be the judge of that next week. Followed that with the Kinks. Flipped over Everybody's Gonna Be Happy with Who Will Be the Next in Line. And finally, Green Door by Winder K. Frog on United Artists. I can't believe it's been 3 years since I played that track on my show. But when I pulled it out at the dance party last Saturday, the people that were there went mad for it. Did I mention I had a dance floor the whole time? Now I got this next record for the song Shake by Sam Cooke. This is Otis Redding's interpretation, which I've heard the studio version of before, and I've seen the live footage, especially the one with Eric Burdon and Chris Farlow. But it seems that the 45 version is the live version.
All around in a piece of crown, everybody with a pussy and singing out loud.
There's two examples of records that I bought thinking that they were something else. I thought that the Otis Redding track was the studio version of Shake, although I was pleasantly surprised. Very much like that version. It's very fast and exciting and definitely live. Not one of those fake live crowds put on top of the track as they did back then in the 60s. And after that, a track that I got thinking that it was the instrumental version, because the instrumental version of Footsie by The Chosen Few on Roulette is a big Northern Soul hit. Put the vocals on it and something changes. It becomes kind of bubblegum. Still worth a spin, but different than the instrumental. You gotta love that kazoo solo in there. Lots of fun anyway. I'm gonna leave you off with Dave Cortez and the Moon People, track called Fishing with Sid on the Speed label, and hopefully see you again next week.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.